Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
All right, let's say good morning to our Denver 7 insider, Colorado Sportscaster of the Year, the one and only Troy Rank. He is presented by Tranny Law. Troy, you've been around here a long time. You've seen a lot of fascinating sports runs from our teams. Where would you put the Nuggets run in terms of just... like, I can't believe I'm seeing this.
Yeah, I mean, I would put it right behind the Rockies of 07. I mean, if they get to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history, it would be right there with the Rockies. Because, I mean, nobody gave them a chance. The difference was they were in the playoffs, and they were a really good regular season team, and the Rockies were not. That gave the Rockies an extra layer to their story. But to be the first team ever in the history of the NBA to overcome 2-3-1 deficits in the same playoffs, that alone puts them in the pantheon of sports around here in the top five. I mean, you have to research it, but you just don't see it. You don't see it. It just speaks to their mental toughness and resilience for a team that looked like it was ready to leave the bubble against Utah to now, you know, having a chance to go to the NBA Finals. It's an amazing, amazing accomplishment.
Talk to me a little bit about Michael Malone and what he's done during this run.
Well, I mean, again, they were on the ropes against Utah, and they weren't playing any defense. They couldn't defend a pick and roll, and there were moments there the team looked disinterested. And there was a defining moment when Jamal Murray decided, hey, we're not going home on my watch, and they started to find a combination that could work, especially when Gary Harris returned, where they could match up defensively and guard the pick and roll. And then against the Clippers, they just got to a point, Mark, where they realized if we're – well, you'd hate to be 19 down, but – they realized they could win the second halves, and that the Clippers, for whatever reason, they acted like they were playing at altitude. The Clippers would get tired, number one. They would get stressed and feel the pressure. And what Malone did realize was in most games it was Jokic had a mismatch, whether it was against Zubac or they just absolutely abused Montrezl Harrell, most of that series. And then when Murray was hot, they got on his back and rode him. So there was a buy-in defensively, though, especially in second halves. I mean, they outscored the Clippers over those last four games. But, like, I mean, I just did the math. I mean, it's incredible, 70, 80 points over in the second halves of those games, in those elimination games. 6-0 in elimination games in the playoffs? I mean, that just speaks to the buy-in the players have and the love they have for their coach. And they have two guys in Murray and Jokic, who have really shown it when it mattered most.
Michael Malone has been playing the we get no respect card to the hilt, and it's been brilliant to watch. But does that change? Do they start to get respect, or will they be forgotten now that they're playing the Lakers?
No, I mean, they're going to get respect now because of the nature of which they reached this point. I mean, you don't become the first team to ever do something in the history of the league and then still say, nobody's talking about us, nobody cares about us. I mean, all you do is watch Twitter and see the respect they're getting from players in the league.
Yep.
I mean, most players thought the Clippers were going to win. So you can play it internally and say, nobody picked us, and they still won't pick us. It's LeBron's league. We're just another road bump. We're another speed bump. But externally now, people are saying, oh, my. Because the Clippers were the favorite to win it. I mean, myself included, going into the playoffs, I thought the Clippers had the best team. My one caveat when I talked to Sandy before the series was Jokic has a mismatch, and I don't believe in Paul George. And if he doesn't play well, they can beat him. And Paul George, the only time I see him in the Western Conference Finals is on Powerade commercials. He just chokes, just paging Dr. Heimlich every big game. I don't see that with LeBron. LeBron has like one bad game in the playoffs every year. You're going to have to beat them, but their supporting cast isn't anywhere near as good as the Clippers. Once you get past AD and LeBron, they get really shaky on many nights.
You know who's the happiest person in Denver about the Nuggets winning last night?
Vic Fangio,
because that gaffe on Monday night was an all-timer. He admitted to it. Troy, just kind of take me through that and just the mistakes that were made in that particular Monday night game that cost them the Tennessee Titans game.
Yeah, it's hard that they lost because the Titans just kept trying to give it to them, and the Broncos just re-gifted it. When you leave 10 points on the board with four missed kicks in the NFL, that never happens. It's happened like one other time in the last 40 years or whatever. So that's number one. Secondly was they made other mistakes. Jerry Jeudy's drop was a crushing blow. They would have been in field goal range. All that said, like Drew overthrew Nick Vannett in the end zone lot. Those are physical mistakes. That, for me, is much more forgivable than the mental mistake made by a coach whose mantra is death by inches. I mean, we asked him after the game about it, and he was like, well, they stopped the clock, and then they stopped the clock. But it was to the point where you weren't going to have any time left. It just was – I had high school coaches texting me as it was happening, saying, why aren't they calling timeouts? I'm like, I have no idea. So two things need to happen. Either in that moment, Vic needs to cede the defense to Ed Donatell, or they have to have someone who's essentially calling the timeouts and just yelling to Vic that, hey, we're calling a timeout here. Because that can't happen. We talk about this all the time, Mark. They have no margin for error. So the mistake for one can't come from the coach's box, because we're already dealing with issues with young players and penalties and mistakes. You can't have any mistakes from your own sideline. And, I mean, Vic realizes that you just hate it because, it cost them the game. I think they would have had a chance to have a game-winning field goal.
What's your reaction to the Big Ten saying they're going to resume football here in a month? Do you think the Pac-12 and CU follow suit?
I don't think the Pac-12 follows suit because they've never had the appetite to return that the Big Ten did. I mean, they had an avalanche of pressure in the Big Ten from multiple schools, starting with Nebraska, but certainly from the parents of Nebraska, Ohio State, the most high-profile coach in Harbaugh at Michigan. There was an avalanche of pressure throughout this to get this restarted. I haven't seen anything like that in the Pac-12. So, and again, that's their belief. That's their belief. It just puts those kids in a tough spot to have a spring season. So it's going to be Pac-12 versus Mountain West, and that's your season. But this is where we are. You got to try to get through this calendar year. But the Big Ten watched what was happening with football, and knowing that the SEC is coming back, and they're just – those schools have a much greater appetite for football than the Pac-12.
All right, Troy. Appreciate you, buddy. Get some sleep today. I know it's been a couple of late nights. I'm living proof of that.
Exhausted. Hey, the adrenaline, Mark. Hey, that was – this is fun. Like, again, you live a long time in sports for these moments, and it was since 09 that the Nuggets were in it. I remember that time because that's when the Rockies hired Jim Tracy. Clint Hurdle was fired during that stretch, and the Rockies proceeded to have the greatest five-month run in their history. So sports create defining moments in our lives, and people are going to remember this. Sports fans around here are going to remember this Nuggets team for what they did last night.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Troy.
Yep, see you.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by Tranny Law.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one, offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati, with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.